the same.
Or the three-piece
suit.
Okay. If you just bought it, it wouldn't be an old one. It'd be a brand...
new.
What? Say the whole thing. It'd be a
brand new suit.
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
drew up.
Okay. Or another word for that. I washed it and it...
it shrinked.
Okay. And you say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has...
faded.
Or has...
shrunk.
Okay. And I hope this new shirt won't...
shrink.
Okay. And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
to dress up.
Okay. What if she likes to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror? You'd say she likes
She's likes to primp.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
No. You might say he's vain.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't say he primps.
Well, some of them do.
Okay. Does that sound kind of sissy? To say a man primps? Or?
Well, it does, in a way. I imagine most men wouldn't like that term.
What did people used to carry their money in?
Pocketbooks.
Okay. And what do women carry now?
Bags. Purses.
Okay. Something that a piece of jewelry that a woman might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet.
Okay. Something strung together, wear around your neck.
Beads.
You call that a
chain on
a beads? A
string of beads.
Okay. And something men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
Parasol.
Or another name.
Umbrella.
Hmm?
Umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing you put on
umbrella
a bed.
Is supposed to be larger, a little larger than a parasol.
Uh-huh.
What say?
The last thing you put on a bed.
Spread.
Okay. What about any other name for that? Any old-fashioned kind of homemade spread?
Quilt.
Hmm?
Quilt.
Okay.
Comfort.
Uh-huh. What's a comfort made out of?
Comfort is usually made out of heavy material.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are different kinds of comforts. You take, for instance, a down comfort is made from with
mm-hmm.
feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And another comfort could be made with cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Between, you know, cotton material.
How's it different from the quilt? Just the kind of material.
A quilt. Well, my mother used to make quilts.
Mm-hmm.
She used to design beautiful quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would quilt them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get a lining.
Mm-hmm.
And in her room, she would put had frames.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd stretch that quilt and put that cotton,
mm-hmm.
padding of cotton,
mm-hmm.
between on the first layer of material that she had got to line the quilt with.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd take the quilt and lay it over mm-hmm. that cotton after she had padded it all over.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would start quilting it.
Mm-hmm.
Quilting in different designs. Sometimes she'd mark it off first like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd quilt around that until she filled that circle out with that quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got through with it, those little stitches, you know, held it together.
Mm-hmm.
Then she would either finish the sides off by binding it mm-hmm. or just turning it in and hemming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a quilt. It's lighter than a comfort.
Mm-hmm. I see. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Bolster.
Uh-huh. How, you'd say that the bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went...
all the way across.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say plumb across or clear across?
Yes, meaning entirely.
Uh-huh. What would they say?